couple things going on in the sales tax. One is some money showed up this year in July. We had a very bad June. Last month was a bad month for sales tax, but that's because some of the money that we would have normally seen in June showed up July. And so that's one of the reasons we're having a really good July on sales tax. But in addition to that, we are continuing to see, if you look at multiple months and don't look at any particular month, but kind of look at that general trend, we are seeing sales tax trending up, which is good.
Are there any weaknesses that you see in the numbers we got?
I would say the one I'm looking at is the individual income tax. We saw a decrease in the individual income tax. Always troubling when we see any kind of decline in that one since it's our major source of revenue. But with that said, it's again, it's a matter of timing. We had a really good June. And so we probably lost some tax collections to June. June looked good. July doesn't look so good. So overall, I think we're still headed in the right direction.
The fact that people are continuing to buy is a better indication than the fact that we had an income tax decrease for the month of June.
Yeah, and you kind of look at both of them, and again, it's lumpiness between the months that make them look odd like that. But certainly, we're seeing positive trends. If you look at multiple months, we're seeing positive trends in both of those. So that's the good news.
Well, you had a decrease in individual income tax collections. Was that kind of balanced out though by the fact you had a decrease in refunds?
A little bit, yes. The refunds are driven more by prior activity, whereas the individual income tax, those gross collections being down, means for whatever reason the taxes through your weekly or biweekly withholding went down. So from that perspective, refunds are typically, the largest amount of refunds are due to individual income tax refunds, but they lag behind the economy, so to speak, whereas the individual income tax is much closer tied to the immediate economic situation.
Okay. We borrowed $100 million from the Budget Reserve Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Cash flow purposes, there have been other instances where we have borrowed money in July from the reserve fund. We get more of our revenue in later in the fiscal year, and so we tend to use money from the budget reserve fund and then pay it back later when our revenue shows up. Our expenses are spread evenly throughout the year. Our revenue is not.
How many times last year did we borrow from the reserve fund?
Three times for a total of $325 million.
And we paid all that back by the end of the fiscal year?
We did. We had it all paid off by the end of April. It has to be paid back by May 15th.
Okay, so $100 million, we have no trouble paying that back by next May 15th.
That's correct.
Unless the bottom goes entirely out of the economy, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and we'll pay it back one way or the other. So if we have to adjust other things in order to return that, we will.
Are there specific months where you kind of dip into that? Do you realize on certain months you're probably going to have to dip into that?
It is most frequent that we use it during refunds, early in the refund season, so February, March, when people are asking for refunds and they haven't sent in, people who owe us money hasn't sent us the check yet. So the most typical months for using it are more February, March. But there have been instances where we have used funding from that source in July as well.
So you're feeling pretty good.
I am. I think we'll obviously watch it very closely. There are lots of uncertainties out in the economy, international, national, federal budget, all the stuff going on that we have to keep our eyes on. But believe this is headed in the right direction.
What was our final total on withholds last year after we withheld, then gave money back? What the final grand total of money that nobody got back?
Yeah, hang on. I'll get you that. All sources, so not this is not just general revenue, all sources, $159 million.
Okay. And did the governor withhold some at the start of this fiscal year?
Yes, it was 15.
Okay. Well, that's a good indication. We go from 115 to 15. That's 115.
Yeah, and really the 15 this year was largely driven by the kind of the very rosy projections for lottery. So it is possible that we could hit those lottery projections, but it is such a large increase that people are looking for that the governor felt like it was a reasonable thing to do to restrict a little bit at the beginning of the year.